Brad Patterson with the Jackson chapter of the Salvation Army joining us, and let's see what they're up to. Boy, we talked to you, Brad, when this just started.
End of March, early April, yes. And then right after the shutdown there.
And here we are. Where are you guys standing right now?
Well, right now we are really looking to the future. We've had a great community response. We've been focusing on our basic needs and food support programs. The pantry is where we put our emphasis, and we're grateful to the community. We've had some really great support. We're fortunately looking to be able to change our food box delivery to every 30 days, and that's very helpful. We are, unfortunately, right now on, you know, essentially touchless delivery, if you will, where we've shifted our operations, and we're looking to basically have no contact with the outside public due to the situation.
So how does that work?
Well, what happens is we have a number for folks to call ahead, and when they come outside, they also are able to call into the office, and we have a basic confirmation. They drop off a form. We pick that up. Of course, our person wears gloves and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we deliver the box in a way that is, of course, we hope, respectful, and then out on the side of the building.
So are you guys still taking donations of all kinds?
Oh, absolutely. Now, yes. Now our needs really are shifting to the summer needs. And, you know, with folks being cooped up, we're looking to, family and parental support. We have 4+ weeks of, until school starts. So we're looking at all the unemployment stresses, all the community needs. And we're really hoping that the community can help us with children's food items and other support items. All the summer activities have been canceled. And the needs really are to focus on the families and the children right now in the community. We're looking to ask for extra support for items like chicken nuggets, mac and cheese, SpaghettiOs, ravioli, and board games, for example, and arts and crafts supplies.
Mm-hmm.
And then even shifting at this point to school supplies, being optimistic that school will be somewhat normal in the fall. We are really looking to the fall planning. We're shifting our operations. We're really trying to make sure that we are in a position, a strong position, to serve the community and be nimble during the response. We're shifting to the response to the pandemic, and expecting that there will be a reduction of the forbearance programs, rent, utilities, foreclosure, other federal programs will diminish. Hero pay is already being cut, and this will place more demand on our programs. So really what we're doing was we're looking to winter, Christmas, and even next year at this point.
Yeah, we know there'll be school of some kind, so certainly any school supplies are going to work.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's one item that is always helpful for us to be able to distribute to the community. We're part of a mosaic of all the support systems here in Jackson County. However, with 14% of the community, the greater county community, in food insecurity prior to this pandemic, we're really anticipating that pressures will be on all of us, and particularly, of course, the Salvation Army as we go into winter.
Of course, we probably don't have to say it, but as always, cash is king if you're looking to donate.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Of course, Greg, it does give us the ability to respond in the most nimble fashion. You know, we're really trying to be responsive to the community. There's been some interesting shifts in community need and our ability to respond. And we are really trying to be creative like everyone else and continue to deliver on our vital mission. So, yes, financial support, you know, you can do that at sajackson.org or actually simply drop off a check by calling ahead at 782-7185 at 806 East Pearl Street.
So it's not normal anymore. What are you seeing out in the community?
Well, we're seeing a lot more of basic need requests, and the population that we're serving, I would say, I guess is the best word, is shifting. It's actually much more white collar folks and folks of all walks of life that. Really are just in need of support probably for the first time.
Yeah, probably a lot of people you haven't seen before.
Yeah, that's it really is true. And we're trying to be as supportive as we can, and we are here. We want you to know that we've been here for 135 years in the county, and we'll be here after this.
So if somebody needs help, Brad, just call your office?
Yes. Yeah. The other support systems, you know, even though forbearance and other family support needs with, you know, face-to-face contact have been suspended, folks can still seek basic counseling support for general pathway assistance is what I would call it through the system. By calling that number that I mentioned, 782-7185. They can also receive pastoral support that way, as you know.
Mm-hmm. Brad Patterson with the Salvation Army, located, of course, on Pearl. I should have that address.
It's 806 East Pearl Street.
Thank you.
Thanks, Greg.
806 right. East Pearl. And again, the number, if you have a question about either donating or if you need some help, 782-7185. Brad, appreciate the visit. Keep in touch.
Great. Thank you, Greg.
Take care.